Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Colossians chapter 1, verses 11 and 12. We also pray that you will be strengthened with all his glorious power, so that you'll have all the endurance and patience you need. May you be filled with joy, always thanking the Father. Life can be incredibly tough. Paul often spoke of the challenge he had faced, which involved rejection, betrayal, shipwrecks, imprisonment, beatings, and much more. He also knew that the Colossian church was going through a difficult time and needed huge strength to keep going in a godly way. They needed to know how to endure and be patient, even under the most extreme pressure. Most people who face attack will fight back, but Paul knew that this was not what God wanted. The Greek word for patience used to be translated as long-suffering. Being patient is tough enough, but to be long-suffering is beyond all of us. The only way we can keep on being patient is with God's help. He helps us to be kind towards people who are rude and obstructive. He shows us how to face rejection with love and understanding. He enables us to stand up to the foolishness of other people with grace. None of those responses come naturally to us. But as the Holy Spirit is allowed to take control of our lives, he enables us to endure with patience and to come through long periods of suffering with joy. It's the word joy that's particularly startling in this verse. Endurance and long-suffering patience don't sound joyful at all. They sound like very hard work. But whenever the Holy Spirit is at work, there is joy. Even in the face of brutal opposition, which has been the experience of many Christians over the years, there is a bubbling of holy joy. I don't know what challenges you are facing at the moment, but I'm sure there are situations in which you need the strength to endure and be patient. All of us face such challenges. So we need to open ourselves afresh to God's Spirit and invite him to give us strength that's well beyond our own. This is how we can be the gracious, resilient, and patient people that he wants us to be. If you do that, I promise that you will experience God's joy. So let me ask you a question. In what situations are you needing the power to endure and be patient at present? Now let me pray with you. Loving God, we thank you that in Jesus we have a perfect high priest who can continually lead us into your holy presence. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today, and I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.